Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And we have a live show for you today on Thursday, February the 9th, 2017. It is a Thursday, so we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And let's jump right into the show. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website and giving the, on the right, far right-hand margin, you'll see a donation prompt that's there. Go ahead and hit that prompt and give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to move forward. So needed, so necessary for you and I and for everyone else that will be listeners of Black Talk Radio Network in the future and all the programming that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And that, ladies and gentlemen, has a actual cash cost to it, and we would ask that you actually be the overall facilitators and the donors and the ones that are ensuring that this message continues to get out, because we all are benefiting from it. So go to www.blacktalkradionetwork, and you'll see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation icon that's in green, the holding hand. So hit that and give whatever it is that you can. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network, also known as BTR Community. BTR Community can be found by going to www.btrcommunity.com or right there on Black Talk Radio Network's webpage. You can see website. You can actually see it just below the donation icon that's there. You'll see the B, and that stands for Black Talk Radio, BTR Community. BTR Community was put together as a social media outlet for you to engage in all of your social media activities without having to worry about being adversely affected or harmed by your overall postings, your comments, or anything else that you engage in the regular mainstream social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and all the other ones, which, believe me, they are using that information against you. So come on board with a network that is not going to sell your information to any bidder, and where you won't be adversely affected for what you're highlighting, what you're commenting on, what you're bringing, whatever it is that you feel needs some exposure. You can do that without harm there at BTR Community. It's the only place that I post in now, so definitely come on over to be $24 a year for a membership, and you can do all of your social media activity. You can promote yourself, promote your business, or promote an event or a series of events that you deem that are necessary and some things that need to actually be brought to the forefront. That's where you can do it, right there at BTR Community. And also, we also need to establish a opportunity board. And we're going to do that as well with for all of us to engage and have more of a holistic engagement and collective prudence among different things among ourselves. I think it's going to be so necessary for us to develop into a way and for us to actually have more self-determination and sovereignty. We need to actually come together more in a collective prudence with our talents, with all of our resources and our abilities. That all has to be definitely, that momentum has to be for our overall direction and need. So there it is, that BTR community has been established for you to engage just in that. So come on over and check us out. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, platinum, palladium, silver, gold, and rhodium, you could do that with Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, mint.com. Go ahead and go there and check out what's in inventory, and then email WOOP6PACK1 for your overall purchases so that you will be purchasing the precious metals correctly. And believe me, it's something that you're going to want in the future. Don't worry about where you are. Just make sure that you can do whatever it is that you can do, and you can start in so many different ways. And we're going to, next week on Tuesday, we're going to do the Table of Preparedness series, and we'll want to pick up on water once again. Very, very important. But that's where we'll start to every Tuesday we'll do the Table of Preparedness, okay? So definitely you can go to Prosperity Mint and get some of the real money that you need to be saving in. So you can do that there. Also, if you would like to buy some Girl Scout cookies from a beautiful young lady, you could do that also by texting me at 951-790-8330. Also, March the 25th of 2017, that weekend, there's going to be a wealth seminar that's going to be put on by the Vault Group, and it's going to be family business and private wealth is going to be the seminar. I will actually be giving one of, I will have a presentation there, and that is from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Dallas, Texas at the Doubletree Hotel. So if you would like to, and the tickets are $100 for per couple and $125 for single tickets. So if you would like to be a part of that in March the 25th here in Dallas, definitely come on through. And I'm going to have some of the organizers come on and give and tell you what they plan on doing, why you need to actually be engaged in this. So I definitely would highly suggest that there are some, I know some of the people that will be there presenting, and this is information that you need to know on how to protect yourself the way that other people have been protecting themselves, so they don't have to worry about different things that the everyday person that is unaware of things, by way of establishing trust and foundations and everything else, and overall the powers of that and how to do that and why they're so important. So that's going to be a part of the program that is going to be there. So definitely you all, I definitely, wherever you are in the country, if you could, you should make your way to Dallas March the 25th of 2017 to be a part of that seminar. I will actually post it inside of BTR community relatively soon here. And if you would like more information about that, you could text me 951-790-8330. Okay, with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. First article out of what's in the news comes from Bloomberg. Well, before we do that, yesterday was it's been reported in mainstream media that Iran fired another missile from its launch pad. The U.S. official says Iran launched another missile Wednesday, the same location as the same launch pad east of Tehran, where it conducted a previous ballistic missile. This was not a ballistic missile, it was another missile, tested last month, an official told the Foxless News. So check out that article we posted there, and we broke that yesterday during Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Next article for today comes from Bloomberg. Trump sends letter to Chinese Jing seeking a constructive relationship. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump sent a letter to Chinese celebrity figurehead Xi Jinping, thanking him for a congratulatory note, saying that he looked forward to building solid ties between the world's biggest economy. Let's check this out really quickly, everyone. And in this article, very, very telling. Oops, shouldn't have. Okay, here it is. This comes from Bloomberg, and this was from earlier today. And it says, first direct communication from Trump since the inauguration. Vladimir Putin, oops, let me see, one second. Let me move this down real quick. Obama spoke with the Chinese leader 11 days after he was sworn in, is what this article says. And, oh, sorry, the headline of the article, let me read that first. Trump sent a letter to China seeking a constructive relationship. No, that's not it. Come on. Sorry, you all. My daggone, I told you how my internet is bad here. Okay, Trump calls world leaders, but China, Jing gets a letter. The Chinese gets a letter instead of a call. Vladimir Putin, Pena, Erdogan, and other leaders who have had phone conversations with Donald Trump since he has taken office, the president of the world's second biggest economy, just got a letter. Well, no, that article is wrong there. It should be reading, the president of the world's first, of the largest economy, just got a letter. China is surpassed the United States economically. It is the largest economy. The United States is not. And the article goes on and says, the U.S. president sent a note to Jinping in his first direct communication since taking office, saying he was seeking more smoother ties. He thanks Jinping for a congratulatory letter and wishing the Chinese people a happy new year, a happy year of the rooster, according to the White House spokesman Spicer. President Trump stated that he looked forward to working with the president of China to develop constructive relationships that benefit both the United States and China, Spicer said in a statement Wednesday evening. Trump, who has spoken with more than a dozen leaders and heads of state since taking office, is scheduled to speak on Thursday with the leaders of Afghanistan, Qatar, Kuwait, and Iraq. And Jinping appreciated Trump's letter. So that was that. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is all strategical player maneuvering here, that there is definitely things that are working behind the scenes. And these things are definitely going to ramp up. So check out that article. Very, very important, so that you can just see where the overall relationships are and is going forward. Next article from Sputnik News. EU can wait. Trump's up to something big in Asian Pacific. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump is apparently up to something big in Asia Pacific region. Excuse me. Says political commentary Demetrius, suggesting, adding that the Defense Secretary James Mattis' visit to South Korea and Japan were a prelude to the commentary dubbed Trump's foreign relations strategy. This is very, very important. The Secretary of Defense, James, the celebrity figurehead Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, went to South Korea and Japan. And one of the first official meeting. Let me pull this article up real quick. Let's just read the top headline. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because I believe the overall stages and the alliances for the war that is going to jump off in the South Sea of China are being established as we speak. And believe me, this is going to be huge. And just as breaking news comes out now, U.S. appeal courts uphold suspension of Trump's travel ban. So that's the and this one was of course, it was the travel ban was definitely going to be upheld, but there's going to be other litigation about it. The stay that they wanted to do, and the restraining order that the Seattle judge put into place, was it going to uphold? So the overall suspension of Trump's travel ban is upheld is upheld in the U.S. Appeals Court. So that's just some of the news that was just breaking now. So check out this article from Sputnik. EU can wait. Trump's up to something big. U.S. President Donald Trump is apparently up to something big in Asia. It appears that the U.S. President Donald Trump is up to is planning a big game in Asian Pacific, where Trump's executive orders counterterrorism measures in the measures in the focus of worldwide attention. The president's political moving towards Asia remains largely unnoticed. Indeed, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis' trip to Asia failed to catch the headlines. Sure did. I saw it. However, according to this routine journal, has marked the beginning of Trump's real political motives. Mattis' trip to begin in the complex and perhaps winning diplomacy combined of Trump, combination of Trump, and in fact the starting point in his foreign policy. According to the political commentary, America's major allies in the Asian Pacific, South Korea and Japan, may now sleep easier. Mattis signaled that Washington won't force them to shoulder America's financial burden on security in the region. Do you see how that played out? I wanted to read it just for that right there. Went over to tell them that they won't have to, they won't be forced to shoulder America's financial burden on security in the region. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that the United States has been forcing people economically to uphold the American financial burden of security, and that security was upholding the dollar, upholding the petrodollar system, upholding the overall geopolitical standing of the United States, upholding the United States itself. They were actually exporting debt by force to other countries. Now they're going to Asia, in the Asian communities in China and in South Korea, saying, hey, we got some problems over here. We understand, but guess what? We're coming as friends now. You won't have to burden the financial. You won't be forced to uphold that financial burden for security here. We're going to do it. We're going to do it cooperatively with you all. Yeah, right. Why is this? Because they're worried about the destabilization and how things are going to move. Actually, the Prime Minister of Japan will be in the United States or be meeting relatively soon. Think next week or there are some engagements that's there. So check out this article. Read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen. This is the destabilization agenda happening majorly. And you can anticipate and you can already know that there's a war that's right behind it. And everybody is strategically positioning themselves. I would not be surprised if the Koreas realign themselves and unify themselves, because that's always been the objective. I wouldn't be surprised that you'll see the reunification of Korea and that you would see Japan move into the AIIB, Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. See what the, notice what it says, the Asian Infrastructure Infrastructure Investment Bank. Why? Because they're going to be the ones that's going to fund the rebuilding of the world after World War III and Global Nuclear War I. The Infrastructure Investment Bank, Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. And I wouldn't be surprised if they will allow Japan and South Korea to be a part of the founding countries in that, and they will make an exclusion for them for that. It was offered to them last year, and Japan almost did until the United States had something to say to them. They, in my opinion, they said, you remember Fukushima? Well, you'll get more of that. And you remember what happened in World War II? You'll get more of that if you don't walk away from that deal with China. But China and Japan have some real, real historical hurdles and obstacles to get past. Very, very, very strong ones built in war and in human rights violations and everything else. So that's a big hurdle there. But big business has a way of making enemies friendly. Next article out of the Press TV. Press TV, Trump warned against listing the Iranian Republic Guard as a terror organization. The United States Defense Department has cautions Donald Trump against designating the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization. A report said the White House has been weighing designations of the Iranian Republic Guard Corps, the elite arm of the Iranian security forces. So they're thinking about doing that, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do. All going to heck and high water here, ladies and gentlemen. Next article comes from Mail, from the dailymail.co.uk. China has prepared for preemptive strikes against the United States military bases. And my man Raj had the best comment, one of the best comments that I've heard in a very, very long, long time. Raj's comment was, it is like the pot of global beef between nations is simmering. The boil is next. So true, Raj, so true. And once again, he said, it's like the pot of global beef between nations is simmering. The boil is next. Very, very true. And in this article, an investigation of satellite imagery compares China's missile testing grounds and the United States military bases. The image shows that the testing areas have been designated to look like military bases, according to reports earlier this week. A highly accurate Chinese ballistic missile capable of threatening U.S. bases in Japan and Japanese bases in Asia made its latest appearance. The medium-range DF-16, which stands for, I think it's Dongfeng 16, featured a video posted last week. The level on, and this was posted on the People's Liberation Army website. That's China's military. Levels at which China appears to be planning a missile attack on U.S. bases in the Pacific have been detailed in a new report. This is very, 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 very important and very, very critical. Let's take a look at this one real, real quick so you just know what's going on. This is one that you don't want to miss so that you won't be surprised when things go awry globally. So check out that article. And in this article, just so you all know, this comes from Daily Mail. In this article, let's pick it up real quickly here. The level at which China appears to be planning a missile attack on U.S. bases in the Pacific has been detailed in a new report. An investigative satellite compares China's missile testing grounds and the U.S. military base shows a pattern of all of the missiles tested have been aimed at destroying U.S. carriers, destroying airfields in East Asia, the report said. The imagery shows that the test areas have been designated to look like the military bases, according to the report by World on the Rocks. I think that's worldontherocks.com. Earlier this week, a highly accurate Chinese ballistic missile capable of threatening U.S. and Japanese bases in Asia made its latest appearance at the Rocket Force drill. And then here it gives you the radius of it, gives you a picture of the Chinese ballistic missile known as the Rocket Force drills, known as the DF-16. And the DF-16 can carry, I believe, a multiple of 10 conventional warheads and 3 nuclear warheads. And they cover all of Pacific, to cover all of the bases from Okinawa to actually mainland Japan to Korea and so forth. The Chinese missile range has about 1,500 kilometer, which is further than which is in the range of all of the U.S. military bases that are within that Pacific Rim rim area. So this article, and you can see some of the actual satellite photos and everything else. And let me see, here it is. There was Chinese military shows muscle with ballistic missile force. The medium-range DF-16 featured a video posted last week on the Defense Ministry's official website. The missile shows showing the missile aboard a 10-wheel mobile launch vehicle being deployed in the deep forest during exercise over the just concluded Lunar New Year holiday. While the rocket force boasts an extensive armory of missiles, for various range, the DF-16 filters a particular role in extending China's reach over waters it seeks to control within what it calls the first island chain. First displayed at Beijing's military parade in 2015, the missile is believed to have a range of 1,000 kilometers, about 620 miles, putting it within striking distance of Okinawa, home to several U.S. military installations, as well as the Japanese home island, Taiwan, and the Philippines. The two-stage DF-16 replaced the older, shorter-range DF-11 with a final stage that can adjust its trajectory to strike slow-moving targets and even evade anti-missile defense, such as U.S. Patriot systems deployed by Taiwan. So this whole thing is going, and if you notice one of the things here, is that they're first going to take care of the islands that are close to in that general region so that they can actually protect their mainland and their overall forces within the South Sea of China. So this is definitely something that you want to take a look at. So let's go to this. China has the most China has the most active ballistic missile development program in the world, according to CSIS.org. Before taking office, Donald Trump questioned Washington's One China policy that shifted diplomacy recommendations from a self-governing Taiwan to China in 1979. He said it was open to negotiation, but former U.S. officials and scholars said in a report that such an approach could destabilize the Asian Pacific and leave Taiwan more vulnerable. So check out this article, very, very important article. As the world turn and as things go along, there is an agenda and a plan to destabilize further. Next article from The Sun, and this one is Vladimir Putin orders Air Force to be prepared to launch strikes at any minute. Prepare for war. Russian troops were placed on combat alert amidst massive NATO exercise currently underway in Eastern Europe. Vladimir Putin has ordered his army and air force to prepare for a time of war during a check of the country's armed forces. Check out that article. Everyone is staging and putting themselves together. Next article from the South China Morning Post. U.S. panel warns Trump ditch one China policy is exceedingly dangerous. Check out that article. Next article, very, very telling and important one. Here we go. And I'm going to pull this one up. This comes from the South China Morning Post as well. Britain Prime Minister invited the Silk Road Summit in Beijing, sources said. This is from Wednesday, yesterday, from China. And this is very, very critical because if you've been listening to the 96-hour margin call, You'll see why the events were going the way that they were going inside of the sit-film that we were doing in the 96-hour margin call. The One Belt, One Road. British Prime Minister invited to the Silk Road Summit in Beijing, sources say. May keen to talk trade ahead of Brexit. China has invited the Prime Minister, the celebrity Prime Minister of Britain, Theresa May, to attend a major summit in May on its One Belt, One Road initiative to build a new Silk Road, diplomatic sources say. As London announced she would visit China this year, the One Belt, One Road is celebrity President Xi Jinping's landmark program to invest billions of yuan in infrastructure projects, including railways, ports, and power grids across, listen, Asia, Africa, and Europe. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because they are going to be the new economic superpower, and they are going to command, and they're going to be the new trade superpower, and they are going to be the deciding factor. This is why last year when Xi Jinping went to China, the celebrity figurehead Queen of England was all in red waiting for him. He was purposely late. So China has decided to dedicate $40 billion in U.S. dollars to Silk Road Fund, and the idea was driving force behind the opening last year of the $50 billion China-backed Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. So everyone is going to be getting on board with this, and remember, here's the difference. This is why this everything that you're seeing, you have to read between the lines. While the U.S. is talking is having a protectivism state of relationship with their world, where they're saying America first, America first. China is doing the One Belt, One Road, New Silk Road trade lines throughout the world, Asia, Europe, and Africa. Notice it wasn't in the United States. And notice it was in Africa. It was for a reason, because everyone is going to be making a move and a play on Africa like never, ever before, because we are going into an economic standing, a paradigm where assets will rule, debt will be destroyed, and it will destroy all of those that are in debt. So check out that. There is no debt forgiveness, ladies and gentlemen. There is no such thing as that. That is a facade there, because debt actually gives the overall, the person that is deleveraged by debt, that actually gives the person that has leverage control over those that don't. It is an enslavement tool, plain and simple. So check out that article. Very, very important one. Next article. And this goes with today's, this is crazy. This goes with today's. This one comes from joeforamerica.com. California Senate votes 28-8 to exempt itself from California gun laws. They voted 28-8 to exempt themselves from gun control laws that apply to the rest of the California. You may think that this would cause Californians to raise up. Nope. It happened 5 years ago, and since then, California has passed a plethora of other gun laws that only apply to the citizens. This is, you know, this is crazy. Like you always, I will always say, you've always heard me say this on here on Tando Radio Show, that they create debt that they don't have to pay. They write laws that they don't have to obey, and they declare wars that they don't have to fight. They do that all for you, because that is the chain around your neck. That is the letter of the law being executed and actually exacting against you. So check out that article, and that's a part of today's show. Next article from my man Jambone. Great article. Thanks, Jambone. Greece finance minister rejects IMF findings on economy. EU, Greece, and all of them are gone. It's overdone, and is only going to continue to unwind in a very, very destructive way. So with that being said, that is the what's in the news in today's show. If you have any questions or comments, definitely would love to hear from you. Jump on in at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And just hit star. Scotty said they did not launch it, but it was for itself. Okay, I guess what Scotty was saying, that they didn't launch a missile, or if it was a one that was launching a satellite. Very, very possible. There are many things that go along with Iran and their overall movements, and believe me, it's going to continue to unfold in a very, very dramatic way. So if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, about that whole thing, man. The United States, man, just never ceases to disgust me, okay? Let me put it that way. Again, for those that don't know, Iran is, and Dave, you mentioned this about a week or so ago, Iran signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. As a sovereign nation, they have a right to do whatever the hell they want to do. Okay? If they want to build a nuclear weapon, they can build one. All right? Israel has 400 of them. All right? And they never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And so then,
nor were they ever called to task to sign it.
Right. Nobody's sending inspectors into Israel to inspect their undeclared nuclear facilities and whatnot. But I mean, just think about it. That's like, Dave, okay, you live across the street from me, all right, and then you be out on your property target shooting, and it's loud and whatnot, and I don't like it, but it's your property. But then when I start shooting on my property, oh, you got a problem and you want to call the police on me or you want to sanction me. This is how I see this. Who launches more missiles? Who launches more missiles than the United States? Okay, what right do they have to be telling another country what they can and cannot develop? We're talking about the greatest purveyor of violence on the face of the planet, who is daily droning civilians and murdering people all over the planet. I mean, it just really disgusts me, man. And I just can't wait. I mean, I don't want to see the death and destruction that may come. But man, USA Inc. needs a spanking, and they needed one yesterday.
Right, and you know what? It's moving that way. And just to emphasize what you're saying, Scotty, how many countries actually have economic embargoes on other countries that is not instituted or initiated by the United States? How many countries have embargoes on other countries? None. How many countries institute sanctions on the overall economic well-being and sovereignty of other countries on this planet? There's only one that does it.
Dave, that's an act of war. Do you not agree that's an act of war?
Of course it is. It definitely is an act of war. And see, what happened was, in my opinion, and y'all all know how I feel about it, but let's just take it from the national standpoint. What has happened is now is this. You have the likes of Pakistan. You have the likes of India. You have the likes of Saudi Arabia. You have the likes of Iran. You have the likes of Russia. You have the likes of France, Germany, England, you have the likes of Italy, Spain, Brazil, you have the likes of China, you have the likes of Japan, and so forth. If you think Japan don't have nukes, you're naive. If you think Saudi Arabia doesn't have nukes, you're naive. If you don't think all of this technology has been disseminated, North Korea has nukes, you're naive. Now, here's the thing. Once all of these countries are able to defend themselves from the rigged system of Western economics, banking, and the colonization of their and stealing and the taking of their resources and handing them debt, making them pay. Remember what the article said: forced to fund the financial burden of the security, because that's what the U.S. does to other countries. They force them. Why do they force them? Because of their overall blue navy and their military capability, and because they control the banking system by way of the petrodollar and the reserve currency status, and by way of the Bretton Woods Agreement. Well, see, here's the thing about it. The Bretton Woods Agreement is just for show. They can change that and give that overall capability to any nation. Now, other nations have assembled themselves to be able to defend themselves. See, you can only invoke a sanction on someone that can't defend themselves. This is all bullying tactics, either my way or the highway. That works when the person cannot defend themselves. It is no longer sanctions once a country can defend themselves, because as Scotty just said, it's an act of war. They don't have to obey, and they can continue to do what they're doing. And in the moment that you remove from your written letter of the law sanctions to where now you impede them by embargoes and everything else, it's an act of war. This is why China, this is why Russia, this is why Iran, this is why the BRIC nations have come together, and they've all come together with the overall direction to protect themselves and all of their interests, and to have trade deals absent of the United States. Why? Because of those trade deals that gave you a facade of a quality of life and standard of living here in America that you didn't deserve. regardless of how hard you worked, you did not work like the people. Your assets and your resources weren't stolen from you the way that they are in other nations. Now, in different communities, our community, yes, it does go that way. The same way that it's been done and treated in our community, the rest of the world has actually been on that side of the overall relationship with the United States. And see, this is the thing. When you're able to defend yourself, no longer do you have to put up with that. But the wise thing to do is to wait for the appropriate moment where you can have allies in destabilizing the one that is the purveyor of all the violence. And here's the thing. That's exactly what they have done. Even to where they have their own disagreements. I would not be surprised after the U.S. loses World War III, Global Nuclear War I, if China and Russia goes to war with each other. Would not be surprised at all. The displacement is going to be further. So now the world is able to protect itself. This is why the United States is no longer great, because the means and methods of its so-called greatness was by robbery and was by force and by fear. So we got another...
That's me, Dave.
Oh, that's Scotty. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was on another program, and I had mentioned, they were talking about, you know, similar things, and I was like, I hope the United States of America Incorporated, that corporation dissolves, to give us a chance to create something new and better and based on justice. Okay, but this person said to me, do you know how many black people, especially elders, depend on the U.S. government to get their checks? And I was like, you know, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. See, we say we want justice, but who do we want justice for? For ourselves or for everybody else? But we're willing to go along with the injustice the corporation does against everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But when it really comes down to it, we dependent on it. And that's why I think Tando was so important. That's why I reached out to Sister Cece. Sister Cece, we got to find somebody that can educate our people on prepping. Okay, because I wanted the corporation to dissolve. And then, you know, it was only recently that black people even was allowed to get Social Security checks, and we survived. We have survived in this country without getting any benefits from the government. So I don't care if it dissolve, and I'll be ready to work with people of like mind to create something better. So I don't care about this. I don't buy into that gang mentality of nationalism.
That's right.
Yeah.
Scotty, well said, because that's so, so important, because exactly what we don't realize. See, one of the things about it is that most of us, we don't really want, we want freedom, but we want what, this is what we want. We want to have the comforts and the luxuries that those that oppress others have so that we can enjoy that as well. That's why this system is so thorough. This is why what's going to happen is that they're going to give you the perception of justice and the perception of freedom. And then they're going to take it from you, and guess what? They're going to, they change it around. So what happens is that, see, most of us, like Dr. King said, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And we don't really care about as long as I get mine. And this is the thing. That's what the system has schooled you to think, because that's all you know, because that's all they taught you. You have never, ever sought for an education. You only sought for schooling, and they give you a worthless piece of paper on that one, too. And this is why it's very critical for us to realize what this game really is all about and how it adversely affects us. There is no way, in my opinion, that you can say you're a part of the American system without you harboring and upholding its history. Yes, there are a lot of things that people don't know because of ignorance. But see, that ignorance is because a lot of people have chosen. You already know something is wrong and is not right. But as long as you get yours, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, just look at the school's history of the United States. This is what they just school you on the United States. They said that there were some people that was fleeing oppression, religious oppression from England, from the King of England, and they came here. Okay, that's their story in school. But just really think about and look at it. And what did those individuals do? They became the same evil that they were under from where they left. This is why I always say you can never become what you had to endure. Because then you're going to become, only thing that's going to change is that you'll have a different name here, but you'll still be the same oppressive state because your mentality hasn't changed, nor do you care to change it. And you will uphold it, and you will uphold it with all of the fascist ideologies and tactics that are in the book, even to the point where you'll say the only way that this could be fascist if a guy has a face like Hitler, has a swastika, and have a red band around, that's fascism. The only way that things is right, if, you know, things are bad, only thing that's racist if you hear somebody say you're an N-word. No, that's what you've been schooled, so that you, and that's what you, we have accepted in order for us to get ahead. Here's the key. How do you want to get ahead? How do you want to bring about sustainability? By the way of the system, or by way of the gift that was given to you, your free will and your ability by the great creator? They're both sustainable, and they both just require your energy. So let your conscience be your guide. You may think that this is what you want, but let me tell you, one thing about making a deal with this demonic spirit and the demonic tactics is that you always lose your soul. So high time for us to walk away and become truly who we are and not what we've been schooled to be. So very, very important. And well said, Scotty. So true. It is amazing how we expect the very same system that has caused for the demise of historically throughout generations, and we cause for that overall same system to have some form of moral compass for our direction. And what it really is that, can they compensate in my comfortability? That's where my prosperity is. And let me tell you something, only thing that you're getting is further enslaved into this low frequency of death and destruction. And you are not, and they don't care about you one bit. They are actually going to use you as their mouthpiece and as their energy piece, and then they're going to discard you in the end. So I'm going to get rid of you one way or other, because they have no love. They love not. They love only power. And this is the thing. The people that start to uphold this, look at people and listen to people, you will see how brutal, how unsincere, how angry, and how morally bankrupt people are just based off of their schooling, as they regurgitate the same death and destruction. So very, very, very important in my eyes. That's why we have to be and choose to do something different, because regardless of, they tell you that you can't beat what? You can't beat City Hall. You can't beat them, join them. See, that's another lie and deception. By you, as my man Scotty's always said, resistance is victory. Just by you saying no, you've already won. But do you know why you're saying no? And I would always say, question everything, because that question is more important because it is really the overall compass of your moral standing. It is the azimuth of your free will. Where are you going? You should be setting your own path instead of following. You were made individually. There is no safety in numbers. That's a part of the psyops of lies and deception that they teach us all. So definitely so important. So listen, get ready. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. So we're going to jump into today's show. It's going to be part two of The State of Fascism, part two. So if you have any questions or comments, we're going to take a look at a couple of things in the last 30 minutes of the show. If you would like to jump in, definitely do that. But we're going to take a look at a couple of other things. We need to finish this because it's very, very important. So just before we go to the commercial break, and as always, jump in if you would like to. Before we go to the commercial break, let's jump into today's show. Today's show, hold on 1 second. Here we go. Okay, now, so where we left off on Tuesday was number eight. Okay, yeah, number eight. We left off on number eight, and this is the I'm talking about left off. Let me set the stage. This is the 14 Characteristics of Fascism by Lawrence Britt. And this is my man Al sent me this one. Big ups once again. Thank you, Al. Okay, so we left off on number eight. Number one was a powerful and continuous nationalism. Number two, disdain for recognition of human rights. And I don't believe there is anything called anything such as human rights. It's inalienable abilities. Very, very different. Because only man can give you rights. And everything that man gives you, they only temporarily lease to you before they cause you to go into default. And then they will come and evict you, or they will repossess it. Rights can be repossessed. That is very, very important that we understand that rights can be repossessed. Don't think so? Listen to the New Abolition Radio show. Listen to the 13th Amendment. Listen to the overall laws, the immoral and unjust laws that are practiced, that are penned, but the energy to uphold those are done by you, the people. So rights can be repossessed. That's why the great creator never gave you any form of rights. You have inalienable abilities. Next one, identify the enemies and scapegoats as a unifying cause. Number three, the supremacy of the military. Number four, rampant sexism. Number five, number six, control mass media. Number seven, obsession with national security. Number eight, religion and governments are intertwined. Number nine, this is where we left off. Number nine, corporate power is protected. The industrial and business aristocrats of a fascist nation often are the ones who put the government leaders into power, creating mutual beneficial business government relations and power elite. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why your so-called selected, which you think that you elect inside of a voting booth that has your secrecy, that you elect to send to a district that is not even really a part of the corporation of the United States or a separate part of it. It's not. It's a district of, and they're sent to Washington, D.C., one of the four city states in the world that's omitted. There's actually even more, but there's four city states in the world. They never really talk about the fourth one, but they omit to the first three, and those three are Washington, D.C. was an extension of the military. This is why you have all of the rituals in Washington, D.C., and this is in everything else. Washington, D.C. is the military. Then you have the city of London, which is in England, in London, what is known as the financial, known as the city, is the financial hub of the world, and they actually do have areas in which they actually practice demonic rituals there. Hold on, we got a caller that's in queue. Hold on, 1 second.
Yeah, that's me, Dave. Before we go to break, Scotty. I just wanted to say, I never considered that, but you are exactly right. Washington, D.C. is a city state. It's the home of USA, yep. Inc. And how is it any different than the Vatican, which rules over its subjects worldwide under the doctrine of religion? But how is Washington, D.C. any different in what that corporation is doing?
Exactly. City state.
Thanks for sharing that, man. Thank you. I never even considered that.
And Scotty had just mentioned the other city state. That's the Vatican. In Vatican, they actually are city state itself. And this is one of the things. And then the fourth one that they admit, but there is actually more, is number four is the Bank of International State Settlement in Switzerland. That is the other one. That is the boot on the throats of the slaves. That is the central banks of all the central banks, and is known as the BIS out of Basel, Switzerland. So those are the four admitted city-states. They never, ever really talk about the BIS as being one of the city-states, but it is a city-state that has complete immunity. It creates its own laws, its own rules. It has its own governing body. It has its own legislative body. It has its own sovereignty. Each one of these individual city-states have their own sovereignty, and they work together jointly against you. I don't care what you've been told by your schools of so-called higher learning. They nothing but the schools to uphold enslavement. That's what they do. Think about it. When have you ever seen a profitable business go out of business? So why in the world would you think that the institutions of subjugation and enslavement, as profitable as it's been, has ever gone out of business? They just change it around so that you don't see it. And they, what they do is they played on your pride for life so that you would see that you're better than someone else, because when you do, you're the right fruit for them to sell to market, because you have become their seeds of destruction. So, so important. So listen, everyone, you may go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to finish out the 14 characteristics of fascism and why this is so important. There's a couple of things we need to point out here. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call. My man, Brother Braggs, is there. Brother Braggs, jump in after we finish this stuff here. Would love to for your insight about that, and I've been meaning to talk to Brother Braggs. There's Brother Braggs. What's going on, Brother Braggs?
Peace, man. I just wanted to just jump in before you got off this point right here. Listen, man, everything, as I always say to you all, is right before us. When you speak of District of Columbia, first of all, listen to what you just said, the District of Columbia. So we talk about a state named after Washington, George, and Columbus, Christopher Columbus, District of Columbia. In the three-city state, this is the D.C., is the corporation of all corporations. It's also the military branch of the three-city state. So that's all I wanted to say. Just, it's all right before you. You just got to see what's up. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I had to say, man.
Yeah, as Brother Bragg, you have to really, the schools, the institution of lower learning are not going to teach you the things that will cause for their overall demise. They are only going to instruct you on how you can facilitate the overall support and facilitate the necessity of its being. And this is why you don't learn these things. You have to move yourself into a position in a place to where you are seeking real education. And let me tell you something about education, ladies and gentlemen. Your abilities, your inalienable abilities are so deep that things and energy will come to you. Why? Because you're able to discern. Even without much so-called formal teaching. See, man has to give you formal teaching because what man formally teaches you to do is to submit. Why do you think that they have 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old children waking up early in the morning and having them go to be trained to uphold the system, their system? And having children have to actually surrender their energy into a small chair. Those are prison walls that they're establishing in these young minds so that these young people will not be the and will not use their abilities and their talent in a more meaningful way. They suppress them in obedience to the system. This is why you have young children. They'll come off and tell you that your child is ADD or all this other stuff because they won't sit down. Every teacher in today's world wants your children to behave, wants your children not to, with that energy that they have, even though with their overall, their mind, their overall development of their organs and their brain has not reached the point where they can control their impulses of being wild and free. Because that's where their natural ability is for them to learn. We've institutionalized our children, and we say it's refined, and we say it's civilized, when it's nothing more than control, then nothing more than uncontrolled anarchy, and then we kill people on these mass. Suicidal and genocidal crusades, and we save it and we legalize them by the letter of the law, both written by governments and written by the pens of religious figures. And we think the God that they've been telling us about is the one.
hey, look.
I had to stop. Brother Bragg, he felt me. He laughed. That's why he laughed. And the bad thing about that we don't even realize the God that you've been serving has been the one that they've been teaching you to serve and to surrender your energy to, and is not the one that created anything other than the state of confusion and destruction that you live in. And we're ready to kill for it. This fascist state is great. So hold on, Brother Braggs. Let me jump back into the 14 characteristics. So number nine is corporate power is protected. and I read it already, the industrial and business aristocrats of a fascist nation often are the ones who put the government leaders into power, create a mutual beneficial business and government relationship, and power elite. Look at what is said here. This is why you have corporations that have personship. This is why you have corporations that are actually, this is why with Washington, D.C., your so-called selected officials, they have no relationship with you. They go off into a foreign land to actually execute the overall orders and the behesting of the corporations, the ones to whom they really serve. There is no elected official that can identify with you from living in Washington, D.C. They are constantly under the splendor and the inebriation of the wine, the splendor of Washington. They are inebriated and indoctrinated and intoxified and intoxicated in Washington. Why? Because that's the family, that's the circle, that's the fraternity. This is why you'll have a billionaire become the so-called celebrity figurehead president. This is why you'll have aristocrats that have no clue as to what the everyday person is living under. How can this individual solve any problem for you that they can't identify with at all? But you're constantly trying to convey to them that they serve you, and they constantly show you, no, you serve me. So this is number nine, and you can see this working now. Just from this, and let me tell you something, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump is not the problem. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump is the figurehead of the problem. But look at what it shows you. Look at all of the people that's aligned, from the education person, the everything, the billionaires and the relationships and the billion. This is all about fascism. This is where corporations set policy. You don't need Trans-Pacific Partnership, ladies and gentlemen. You've been having it since you've been born. Since your parents institutionalized you to this, by way of the system, by way of them telling you you needed a number. They needed to put a serial number on all of their assets. Do you get it yet? Everything that they manufacture, they put a serial number on it so its ownership can be traced and marked and accounted for. This is why your personhood has been numbered, serialized, because it's owned. It's completely owned. And until we operate in a different way and we resonate in a different way, don't give me the idea that, well, if we don't do it this way, well, what way can we do? That's because you haven't thought about it. And what is really speaking is the defeated mind within you to challenge the Goliath that stands before you. So until you're willing to meet that challenge, don't ask me what you should do, because I'm going to tell you, you're smaller than David. Your mind is so enthralled in this bondage that you can't even perceive past your own incarceration. You've imprisoned yourself. There is no wall that can be penetrated there, because you choose to stay right where you are, is really what you're saying. Doesn't matter how. Only thing that matters is that you will not. And until you can understand and say that and be a part of that and resonate that way, there isn't anything that I could tell you to get you there. You have to already want to be there. Doesn't matter what the outcome is. As like I always say, as Scotty said, the resistance is victory. So that's number nine. Number 10, labor power is suppressed. Listen, number 10, labor power is suppressed because the organization power of labor is the only real threat to fascist government. Labor unions are either eliminated entirely or are severely suppressed, or they forgot this one, they're infiltrated. And that's what you have now. Because, see, this should not be written, number 10, labor power is suppressed. How this really should be written is that your energy is siphoned in surrenderance. They siphon your energy and pull on it until you surrender it. Because it's your energy that creates everything. Just imagine with all of your individual great talents, if you were to use those individual talents for you, what could you have already have built? See, and this is the problem. Before you answer that question, everyone, where did your mind go when I asked that question? Did it go into a state of what you could have built here in the United States, what you could have built here in this economy, what you could have built here in this paradigm, or did it go somewhere else? Because if it didn't go somewhere else, that just shows how deep this overall indoctrination to it all. There is nothing that you can build here from within the system that is sustainable for your overall sovereignty and your sustainability, because you're still working from within the system. And I think it's brutally important that even though you may have a physical representation in the system, your spirit has to be far removed from it. And then once your spirit is far removed from it, it doesn't matter where your temporal body ever is. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't the religious heaven or realm that they tell you about. That's not true. The religion sector has created a falsehood so to easily control you, and it's all done by fear and not by acts of any form of sustainable love. Think about it. Question, and the answers will always come to you. So, number 11, disdain for intellects and the arts. Intellectuals and the arts. The disdain for intellectuals and the arts. This is where they will always try to get rid of anyone that tries to challenge by way of their overall ability of their talents through art or their intellectual, where they do not, I'm not buying the system. They don't care about those individuals. They care about the influence that those individuals will have with others. They don't care about the individuals that are already awake. They're too busy controlling and sheeping and shepherding those that are unawake. They don't want you to use your intellect for yourself. They don't want you to have any form of creation that is not under taxation of their paradigm. Number 12, obsession with crime and punishment. Oh, wait, before we go there. Fascist nations tend to promote and tolerate open hostility to higher education. One, I would say, no, there is no such thing as higher education, ladies and gentlemen. Your education is already yours, and guess what? If you start to realize it, the education that you need and is so sustainable and so relevant for you is the one in which you teach yourself, because the great creator has given you those abilities. Those abilities. There isn't anything, the universe will work with you. The overall energy of the sustainable ecosystem will always work with you, because you are still a part of it until you deny yourself of it and you walk away from it. Once you return, you will see that you're synced with it all. There's nothing to hide or nothing to lie to you about. It's only about you creating. So, goes on to say, in academia. It is not uncommon for professors and other academics to be censored or even arrested. Free expression in the arts is openly attacked, and government often refuses to fund the arts. Of course they do, because then this is where people start to look at something, they start to ask a question. They don't want you questioning, ladies and gentlemen. They just want you to do one thing, to trust and obey, because there's no other way. Next one. Number 12, obsession with crime and punishment. Under a fascist regime, the police are given almost limitless power to enforce the law. The police are often willing to overlook police abuse and other forego civil liberties in the name of patriotism. This is often a national police force with virtual unlimited powers in fascist states. Do you see the executive orders that have now just been penned today? Look what they're all about. This is the obsession with crime and punishment, ladies and gentlemen, because one thing about this system is that it has an engagement of exactions against you. They will take from you what is not theirs, and they will make you pay for what is not owed or what is not due. It's a methodology of exactions. Next one. And you can see this, and we're going to take a look at this real quickly. That's why I want to go through them. Next one, rampant cronyism and corruption. Fascist regimes almost always are governed by groups of friends and associates. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because in order to maintain the overall paradigm of destruction, there has to be a mutual energy agreement among the people. They have to resonate together. And they've been resonating in this destructive way for millions of years. And regardless of what you think is what they've created beyond your individual energy. The thing about this system, we talked about this before, the only difference between them and the people that do not prescribe from this is that they're more committed with their energy and their free will than those that oppress, that those that oppose it are. So the greater energy force is always the more powerful energy force. And they've established a very, very powerful energy force. This is why many people think that they can't go up against it. But one thing about this energy force is that this collective energy force, as powerful as it is, it can never, ever suppress or overtake the individual force of energy of a living being. They can only induce that and persuade that energy force to surrender their energy. And what am I saying? Even in all of its great power that they've established through their free will, which is very, very strong, it is not strong enough to defeat your individual power. That's how powerful you are. You don't need anybody else. You were born alone. You're going to make the great transformation alone. You were given talents and ability and the energy and the free will alone, individual and unique to you. But the key is they've developed a way, a very successful way of getting you to surrender that. And when you surrender it, I don't care what anybody says, you'll never escape once you surrender. Because you've chosen to be captive. Many reasons why people do. But that is always still up to you. So next one. Oh, it says, let me go through this. In use of government powers and authority to protect their friends from accountability. It is not uncommon for fascist regimes of national resources and even treasure to be appropriated or even outright stolen by the government leaders or the fascist state. You see this all the time. Next one, 14. Last one. Fraudulent elections. I always say, every election is fraudulent in today's world. Every single one. Because this is how they use it. Because if you're using the methodology and the tools that were created to oppress the masses, by you using that energy force that has been given to that is now going to be working against you. And I don't care who you are, you ain't strong enough to overtake it. You can refuse it, but you won't be able to defeat it. Because you are playing by their rules. And see, many of us think that we can change the world from within the context and within the rules and within the overall system itself. No, you can't. Because you too will become what that system and that ideology and that energy and that resonance is. This is why I say you can never become what you had to endure. This is why I say by you trying to fix what they've created, you can't. Because they have right to what they created. Who are you to change them? They realize something. They have that same question you. So what they did was they realized that we'll just trick them into surrendering to us then. We didn't do it. They chose to do it. See the power in that? So important. So it goes on. Fraudulent elections. Sometimes elections in the fascist nations are completely sham. No, all elections are completely sham. Other times elections are manipulated by smear campaigns against or even assassinations of opposing candidates. The use of legislation to control voting numbers or political district boundaries and manipulation of the media. Fascist nations always typically use their jurists to manipulate or control elections. Of course they do. And if you look at the 14 characteristics, and I would say it's 15, they are all after your overall eternal energy. They are all trying to get you to obey. They are obsessed with getting you to obey. Those are the 14 characteristics of fascism. Now, let's take a look at, really quickly before we go to the commercial break, there was an article. I wanted to show you where fascism is really prevalent. There's two articles. You know, this one from California State Senate exempts gun laws. It sells from gun laws. And then there's another one that we posted last week. Let me pull this one up. Earlier this week on Monday, where the police now have given the wherewithal to use any force necessary to deal with protesters. This is a fascist state, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not just here, it's everywhere. And it's been here for a while. And this one came from the other article. This one comes from Indiana Bill, will legalize removal of protesters by any means necessary. This is very, very critical. So I want to take a look at these two so that you can see the overall fascist state that you're under. And I don't care how long you've been working with these people, this is the system and it has not changed. Let me tell you, they have these mass murders, and the key to getting away with murder is to become a public official and say that you had security, national security secrets as to the reason why you needed to kill. And people don't even look at you as a murderer. You can become a very well-organized serial killer. And I call them all political serial killers. Where this where their overall sociopathic and psychopathic energies supersede, and they legalize it all, and the people of the nation buy it and accept it. And at some point, we have to realize something. They're not ridiculous. We are. And we're beyond ridiculous. We're foolishly culpable. Foolishly culpable. So what I want to do real quick, there's a law, of course, when I'm on here, I always have little problems. So let me pull this up. I want to read these two really quickly. How much time we got? Okay, cool. Got time. And this one is from joeforamerica.com. In this article, it talks about, if I can get this thing to come up real quick, it's going to give me a problem. We may have to go into the commercial break, but when we come out of the commercial break, we got to look at these two. Then we'll take your calls and your comments about this. It won't take long, but I want you to see this overall fascist state and why this is so critical. And these two articles about the Indiana law.
Dave, we can go to break. We can go to break, give you a chance to get that straight.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to break, and then when we come back, we'll get this straight. So listen, everyone, you're ready to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to just take a look at this. I want to make this one point, then open up the phone lines to you. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I'm your host, Dave from LA. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And hit **. We're talking about the occupying fascist state today. So the article that I wanted to pull up, I'm just getting it up right now. Of course, we get to this time of the show and talking about these things, and I'm not saying, but I'm not saying is not. We always have kind of had these problems. We've had them for a while, but we still get through. Okay, so let me just bring this about in just. So basically, in California, there was a vote of 28-8 to where the actual legislators in California that brought about all of these new gun regulations, they exempt themselves. And it was also like Charlie Rangel said that, hey, you know what? The public, general public, citizens don't need guns, but we do. Once again, they create laws that they don't have to obey. This is fascism. And it's not only here, it's everywhere. The whole system is a fascist system. Not just this one, all of them are. Now, are there some people that live within communities that don't have? Yes. You don't hear about them. They do exist, yes, definitely. So check this article out. California state senators agree with Charlie Rangel that they deserve to own guns, but the citizens don't. Every year they pass more and more gun control laws, and none of them apply to themselves. They voted 28-8 to exempt themselves from gun control laws that apply to the rest of California. So let me ask you something. How is it California? Why are you even entertaining these so-called policies that they are creating? So what they write them? Collectively as a people, why are you obeying them? That's where the true destruction comes in. Why are we giving up our individual talents and ability to someone else because they say that they have authority? An authority that is malevolent at best. See, they say that this is a land of laws. That's very true. It's a land of law because it's by the law that they destroy and they bring in the destruction and the subjugation and the enslavement of the people. It's laws that enslave you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what causes you to surrender your sovereignty. That's where you surrender your sovereignty for a facade known as freedom. And freedom is like any other rights that man gives you. It can be repossessed. Sovereignty can't. Can't and never will be. So check out this article real quick, and then I want to go to the next one. Yes, you heard me right. The exemption was created in 2011, and the California legislators have passed a number of gun laws since. Pretty easy when you pass the bills that you don't apply to you. So true. Pretty easy to pass bills when they don't apply to you. So in California, wow, now my whole system is being shut down. I love it. But that don't faze us. But in California, they created laws that they don't have to obey. But it ain't in just California. Wherever state that you're in is where there are laws that are written that the overall penmanship of the law doesn't have to obey. Here lies the state of fascism. Now, Indiana has also passed a bill, and I can't pull it up right now, so I'm going to just speak off of my overall recollection of reading it. Indiana has passed a bill saying that police can use any means necessary when it comes to dealing with protesters. They even can use deadly force on protesters. Why? Because this is a fascist state controlling and maintaining the order. This is why they call it peace and order. But there is no such thing as peace and order. Order means that you surrender to the overall written letter of the law. Hold on. Sorry about that, Brother Bragg. I'll bring you back in 1 minute. Let me just... go ahead, Scotty. Scotty, did you...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had my mixer muted. Didn't Indiana not that long ago pass a law that says that if a police officer or any kind of law enforcement, that you can shoot them for violating your rights?
Yes, and I'm about to go to that. Yes, and I was about to go to that.
Because
yes.
I was going to say, yes, ain't those two laws right in conflict with each other? Because if I see you trying to stop somebody from exercising their man, you get me thinking a lot about a lot of stuff, Dave, man. I love you for that. But, I mean, you trying to stop somebody from expressing their free will in the form of protest, then, I mean, I should shoot you then. And I'm speaking hypothetically.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. Okay, Scotty, here's what it is. And you're absolutely right. It wasn't just Indiana. This has been the law. This has been case law for years, and this is how the case law is written. One of the is Plummer versus the state, and it's the actually is the state of what was Plummer? Plummer is the state of Oh, I can't remember right now. It'll come to me in a second. Okay, so, and this is going to the Supreme Court. My girl said, what up, Cece? Okay, it's going to the Supreme Court in Plummer versus the state. And what it says, citizens may resist unlawful arrest to the point of taking an arresting officer's life if necessary. We talked about this before on Kando Radio Show. If an officer is making an illegal arrest against you, you have the same rights as if they weren't a police officer and someone was doing something to you, and you have the right to protect yourself, even to the extent of the way you end that person's life. Now, you know, and I know, in today's world, you may do that, but you're not going to survive it. And if you do happen to survive it and you're able to show all of these things, Supreme Court, which is no court to me, Supreme or anything else, is nothing more than a monarchy, but the Supreme Court says that that was justifiable homicide. But wait a minute, it goes even further from there. The court also held John Bad Elk versus the United States. The U.S. The court stated, where the officer is killed in the course of disorder with natural accomplice and attempt an arrest that is resisted, the law looks with very different eyes upon that transaction. When the officer had the right to make the arrest, when it does not, the officer has no right, then it is not murder. If the officer had the right to make the arrest, that would be murder. If the officer did not have the right to make the arrest, that moved into the point to where the defense of your life was because of that, and you actually, and the officer was killed because of that. This is their own court. This is their case law. That is justifiable homicide. Hold on. Goes on from there. The court is also deemed, and this one comes out of case law of, here's another one. An arrest made with a detective warrant or issuing without affidavit, or that one that fails to allege a crime within a jurisdiction, and one who is being arrested may resist arrest and break away. If the arresting officer is killed by one who is so resisted, the killing will be no more than an involuntary manslaughter. This came from Husher versus the People, case 75111-491. And we talked about this before when Eric Gardner was going around, where Bratton came on and said no one has the right to resist arrest. You're lying. That's wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Every person has the right to resist all forms of arrest that's illegal. It doesn't matter if a person tries to kidnap you and put you in their car, or if a police officer is making an unlawful arrest on you. There is no distinguishing between the two. There's no distinction. And you protecting yourself by the reasonable means at that time is justifiable. He goes on, in Ohio, and this case was also reconfirmed with Gleason versus Kansas, Billiards versus the state, Ohio versus Rosenstein, and the state versus Spalding. Here's where it goes. When a person being without fault is in a place where he or she has a right to be, is violently assaulted, he or she may without retreat repeal by force if it is in the reasonable execution of his or her self-defense. His assailant is killed, he is justified. This was Miller versus the state of Indiana. And these go back. These went to the Supreme Court. Here's another one. of Texas, Jones versus the state of Texas. These principles apply as well to an officer attempting to make an arrest who abuses his authority or her authority in transit the bounds thereof of that use of unnecessary force and violence as to do with a private individual who unlawfully uses such force and violence. Basically, it's saying there is no distinction. Next one. This one comes from, I'm going to read two more. This one comes from the State versus Robinson. And this was in the Atlanta federal court. An illegal arrest is An illegal arrest is an assault and battery. Did you hear what they said? An illegal arrest is assault and battery. The person so attempted to be restrained of his liberty has the same right to use force in defending himself as he would in repelling any other assault and batterer. Here it comes from the State versus Mobley in North Carolina. Each person has the right to resist an unlawful arrest. In such a case, the person attempting to arrest stands in the position of a wrongdoer and may be resisted by the use of force as in self-defense. This is probably the most important one. This is Adams versus the state in Georgia. And this is a case number 121, Georgia, 1648 SE 910. One who comes to the aid of another being unlawfully arrested, just as he may or she may, where one is being assaulted, molested, raped, or kidnapped. Thus, it is not an offense to liberate one from the unlawful custody of an officer, even though he may have submitted to such custody without resistance. Did you hear what that overall letter of the law said? But now, see, the thing is that you have to be so-called by their laws, you have to be able to prove that, and you have to been right. So even if that person surrendered to them, you can still lynch them. Lynch them means take them back. And even to the point where you defend them with force. If that is an illegal arrest, because it's a kidnapping. See, these are the things that the system doesn't want you to know, because this is, you know what this is really all about? This is really all about your inalienable rights, your inalienable abilities. This is where you are, your absolute rights, your unalienable rights. Your absolute rights that supersede the law. And in these points, this is where the overall, even the Supreme Court and the courts themselves said that, yes, this is right. But you know and I know, in this fascist world, in this fascist state, this is not being practiced because a lot of people don't know. And because they don't know how this applies. Case in point, you take Eric Gardner for an example. Case in point, if everyone knew, was there, and Eric Gardner walked up. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, thanks, Scotty. Let me let Brother Braggs in, and we'll carry this again. Thanks, Scotty. I totally forgot. Let me let Brother Braggs in. I got kind of caught with time, Brother Braggs. Did you want to ask something, Brother Braggs?
No. Go ahead, do your thing, man. I'm sitting back enjoying it.
Okay, so this is if let's say everyone was at a picnic. And you were there with Eric Gardner and everyone else, and he's sitting there, and then some officers come over, and they say that he was selling cigarettes to everyone that was there. And then selling these cigarettes with everyone that was, Scotty, did you want to say something?
Yeah, go ahead and finish, but I have a question about a law that I just heard they trying to pass here in North Carolina. But go ahead and finish talking about Eric Garner.
Okay, so let's say you were all there and Eric was with you for hours and they came up and said, hey, you've been selling cigarettes and you've been selling the cigarettes for the past 10, 15 minutes. And everyone from that party, that picnic was there. And then that one cop jumped on his throat, jumped on his back and started choking him. Every person there could have jumped on that police officer and all the ones that were there to free Eric. Now, would there have been a mess? Yes. But legally, they had the right to do that. But see, these are the things that the system doesn't want you to know. And these are the things that you need to know so that you can apply that in massive groups at the appropriate time. Indiana's just passed this bill for protesting that they can use deadly force against these protesters. But see, what they're going to say is under extreme cases where the deadly force is necessary because that the protesting group are now having violent confrontation by different means from shooting at them and everything else where they can engage in that. And guess what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? From within those groups, or those, and there's some bad people in all forms, protesters and everything else. Nobody's exempt. But there can also be, they could have provocateurs in there. This is why it's so important for you not to follow this system. Why are you protesting when that has never changed a darn thing but upheld the system and have actually fortified the system? See, they're telling you what they want you to do so that you will always be under their control. Alexander Haig said it best. Let them protest as long as they pay their taxes. Let them yell and scream, so what? As long as they maintain the overall obligation and obey. So let me go to Scotty before we get out of here. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was watching the local news here, and this state representative introduced a law to eliminate the requirement that you get a permit for concealed carry. And so basically, if you old enough to purchase the weapon, you don't have to go and get permission from anyone to carry that weapon on your persons. Now, this is already an open carry state, except for protests. You can't be in a protest and carrying your weapon. All right, that's against the law. But they said that he's trying to pass this law to where we won't have to go, you know, to the sheriff's department, undergo this, that, and the other, and then take classes and get a permit. So I was thinking, okay, I shouldn't have to go to anybody to ask them permission, you know. But then I was thinking about something. I was thinking about something you said kind of triggered it. I was like, yeah, well, I agree with him that we shouldn't have to have a concealed carry permit to carry our lawfully owned guns or whatnot. But then at the same time, I could see the slave catchers using that as an excuse. Oh, this is, yeah, nobody has to have a concealed carry permit, so I'm really in fear for my life now, you know. So yeah, he brushed his hand up against his side, and I shot him, because how was I to know, you know. So, I mean, I'm looking at that as a double-edged sword.
It's a trap. It's a complete trap. Anything that this system never gives you anything. It is only here to take away from you. It's only here to take away from you. So listen, sorry about that, Brother Bragg. We definitely will get this stuff, because I definitely want to, there's some stuff, some powerful stuff that Brother Bragg has. I just wanted to get this thing done. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. BIB, Black in Business, is coming on next with Robert X and CC. Definitely want to stay around and stick around for that. Much love, much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you give one away and become sovereign and self-determining for yourself first. That's where your true abilities have been. And that's where your true essence of sovereignty and self-determining lie. No man can pin that away. Rights can be repossessed. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.